Thank you, David, for inviting me and for organizing this session. So today I will present the introduction of citrus into the ancient Mediterranean. So as we all know, today the citrus fruits are a major component of the Mediterranean landscape and one of the most important cultivated fruits in the region. However, they are not native to the Mediterranean, and they originated in the Southeast Asia, in Southeast Asia. So starting in the 16th century, right up the 20th century, several scholars were trying to document the history of citrus fruits. And what I will try to do today in this talk is to integrate all the already available information together with some new data which derived from botanical archaeology, that is carbonized seeds, fossil pollen grains, which are extracted from archaeological sites, art, and ancient texts. I will discuss in this talk about the following citrus species: mandarin, sweet orange, lime, pomelo, sour orange, lemon, and citron. And these species are presented in this table in declining order, meaning that the first to arrive into the Mediterranean was the citron, while the mandarin was the last citrus species to arrive. Other species will not be presented in this talk because they are not the route is not following the Southeast Mediterranean route. Like the grapefruit, for example. And as we all know, some of these species are true species, while others are hybrid. So the last one to arrive into the Mediterranean was the mandarin. It was introduced into the region in 1805. It was brought to England, and then it spread to Italy and other countries. And as Jay just mentioned, it's not directly linked to my talk, but just wanted to bring it up that the first place in the U.S. that mandarin was introduced is New Orleans by the wife of the Italian consul. And from New Orleans, from here, it spread all over to California, Florida, and other countries as well. Prior to the arrival of the mandarin, the sweet orange arrived, and it is dated to the second half of the 15th century AD. There is a general agreement that the introduction of the sweet orange into the Mediterranean is linked to the activities of the Portuguese. And the first mention of the sweet orange is sometimes to be said in 1471 from ancient texts from Italy, Savona. And also Vasco da Gama mentioned in his writings that on his voyage into Eastern Africa in Mombasa, he noticed that the oranges in Mombasa are better than he was familiar with from Portugal. So that means that by the end of the 15th century, the oranges were well established in the Mediterranean. Prior to the arrival of the sweet orange, the lime arrived, and it is dated to 11th or early 12th century AD, and it is linked to the activities of the Muslim conquest. We have first textual evidence of growing lime outside Southeast Asia from texts written by Abu El Kayar from Seville, and it is dated sometimes between the 11th and 12th centuries. This was also the case with the pomelo. Its arrival is linked to the Muslim conquest. And pomelo, unlike other fruit species, citrus species, requires a higher temperature, as you all probably know. And therefore, it is not possible to cultivate pomelo all over the Mediterranean. It was mainly grown in Spain. And also Abu el-Kayyar mentioned not only the lime, he mentions also the growing of pomelo in Spain, dated to the 11th and 12th centuries. And other texts also mention the cultivation of pomelo in Spain. And also in Jacob's De Vitri writings from the first half of the 13th century, it is mentioned that pomelo was grown in Palestine. So in the southern Levant, also higher temperatures were prevalent, and therefore it was possible to grow the orange not only in Spain, but also in the southern Levant. It probably arrived first to the Levantine region and then spread to Spain. Pomelo is also called shaddock in English, after the captain of the East Indian Company ship who introduced it from Malaysia to Jamaica in 1696. And the sour orange arrived also with the Arab Empire. Its introduction is dated a bit earlier than the pomelo and the lime, to the 10th century AD. And it first arrived into the Eastern Mediterranean. We have evidence that it was brought to Oman, then to Iraq, and from there it spread to Syria, Palestine, and Egypt. And we also have texts that point that the sour orange was grown in Spain at the 10th century AD, and in Sicily at the 11th century. That means that from the Eastern Mediterranean, it spread to Spain, to the west, from maybe through Sicily. So the main diffusion of citrus species is linked to the Arab Empire. Until recently, it was known that the lemon, it was thought that the lemon also arrived with the Muslim conquest and spread into the Mediterranean. However, recent archaeobotanical remains point on a much earlier arrival of the lemon into the Mediterranean. We have some recent finds in Italy, and this botanical evidence are dated to the 2nd and maybe 3rd century BC. That means more than 1,000 years earlier than it was thought to be introduced to the Mediterranean. So the earliest evidence for growing lemon comes from Roman gardens, gardens which were owned by the affluent in Pompeii and Rome. Here you can see these carbonized seeds. And in addition, we have also evidence not only of seeds but also of fossil pollen grains of in these villas. One is in near Napoli in southern Italy, and another one is in Pompeii. And from the garden soils of these villas, pollen grains were extracted, and the pollen palynological spectrum shows that this garden soil included not only pollen grains of lemon but also of citron. This garden has two stages, and the pollen of the citron and lemon were recovered from the earlier stage. These two villas were destroyed because of the eruption of the Vesuvius at 79 AD. That means that during the early Roman period, citron and lemon were familiar in the Western Mediterranean. In addition, we have a wall painting with lemon in the house of the fruit orchard in Pompeii. And the last one to arrive into the Mediterranean was the citron. When we check the origin of all these citrus species, we can notice that the citron is located in the westernmost point, and therefore maybe this is the reason why it was the first citrus species to arrive into the Mediterranean, meaning it was the closest. Another interesting issue is that both citron and lemon arrival into the Mediterranean is not linked to economical reasons. They were not brought because of their culinary qualities. Their spread was helped more by their presentation of high social status and their significance in religion and magic features. We have several botanical remains which tell us about the introduction of Citrus medica into the region. First evidence comes from Nippur in Babylonia. It is dated to 4,000 years ago. Other seed remains came from a site in Cyprus dated to 1200 BC. And some seeds were recovered from Egypt dated to the Roman period. Now, I want to explain something about botanical remains. Some of the botanical remains of the citron are under debate and under question. There are several problems when we deal with botanical remains. So recent studies indicate that citrus seeds sometimes appear difficult to recognize. Since the seed is very oily, sometimes during some preservation process damage the seed and it is difficult to identify it correctly. This group of scholars also showed that there is some misidentification of other seeds like Malodia, the subfamily of apples, meaning that some seed assemblages which in previous investigations were considered as citrus, while rechecking those assemblages, they turned up to be apple and not citrus. So one problem is identifying correctly. Now there are new criteria which are more strict, how to identify the citrus seeds correctly when they are carbonized and recovered from archaeological site. Another problem with botanical remains is the archaeological context. Sometimes there is a contamination in the strata. Sometimes botanical remains can penetrate from upper layer or from a lower layer, and they can be mixed with the layer, and therefore they are not necessarily represent what we think we are representing. And that brings me to the issue of dating. Not always we have accurate dating for each botanical remains. During the last decade, it is more common to radiocarbon date the seeds themselves in order to achieve an accurate dating by C14. But this was not very common in previous excavations. And therefore, there is always the problem of chronology. And the last point, the last problem with botanical remains is the actual cultivation. While seeds not necessarily are pointing on the cultivation of a specific plant in the site or nearby, pollen grains do point that the plant was actually cultivated. And what I mean is that in antiquity, the fruit could have been brought to the site, and therefore we can identify the seeds. But only when we identified pollen, that means that it was actually growing at the site. And when we check the case with the citron, so it appears that since antiquity, the citron was considered a valuable commodity due to its healing qualities, symbolic use, and pleasant smell on one hand, and its rarity on the other. So that means we have some evidence that during antiquity, citron was considered a prestige gift. And therefore, finding seeds of a citron in Nippur not necessarily tell us that it was growing at the time over there. Maybe it was brought as a gift. This is also the case with the seeds from Cyprus, which is their identification and dating is under debate. So we need only to use botanical remains from secure archaeological context. And lately, in a site named Ramat Rachel near Jerusalem, pollen grains were recovered from a Persian garden, royal garden. This is the palace in the site near Jerusalem, and the archaeologists discovered that near this palace, adjacent to this palace, there was a royal garden. They identified based on the different structures, like the pools and the tunnels and the stone-filled drains in this garden. And since I'm an archaeobotanist, I was asked to try and to identify what grew with this unique royal garden. And unfortunately, no botanical remains have been preserved in the garden, in the soil of this garden. And then I noticed that the several structures within this garden are covered by different layers of plaster. So I came up with the idea that if one of the plaster layers was ever renewed when the garden was in its blooming, then maybe the pollen grains, which have been traveling in the air, could have been trapped within the wet plaster. So with these very low chances, I took several layers of plaster, and then at the lab, based on a chemical process, I extracted the pollen grains from the plaster. And I identified in one of the plaster layers a very unique pollen assemblage, which included fruit trees, ornamental plants, and trees which are not common to the region and were brought from far off lands. That includes the grapevine, the myrtle, the poplar, willow, fig, water lilies, Persian walnut, which is not a native member in the Israeli flora and was brought most probably from the Iranian plateau, the cedar of Lebanon, which is considered in antiquity as a magnificent tree, was used in prestige buildings like the Jewish temple, and the most surprising find, which marks its earliest appearance in ancient Israel, is the citron. In the pollen assemblages of all the samples which I analyzed, I noticed that more than 30% of the spectrum contained pollen of citron, of Citrus medica. And since you all know that citrus species are insect pollinated, therefore they have a very low pollen dispersal efficiency. That means that they cannot travel for a long distance. And that means that the citron trees grew near the pool where I took my samples, my plaster samples from. Then I was interested to compare the ancient, the fossil pollen grains, which I identified dated to 2,500 years ago, to modern, to recent pollen grains. So I took some samples from different varieties, from orchards, which are grown today in Israel. And what I noticed that here, A up to C, it's the fossil pollen grains, I noticed that while all the fossil grains had four apertures, the recent ones, some of them has four apertures, while others have five. The fossil grains are more elliptic in and they are larger in their size. So going back to our map, I would like to add some other botanical remains. So we have the remains from the secure archaeological context from Jerusalem, from Egypt, and then one pollen grain was identified in Carthago, dated to the 4th or 3rd century BC. And then we have the evidence, which I already mentioned, which comes together with the lemon species from Napoli and from Rome, not only of seeds, but also of fossil pollen grains from gardens and also from sediment cores which were extracted near Napoli. We noticed that during the Roman period, citron was grown in Italy. In addition to the botanical remains, we have also textual evidence. So Theophrastus first mentioned the citron, the Citrus Medica. He wrote his book, Inquiry into Plant, at 310 BC, and he gives a very detailed description of how to cultivate the citron. That means the cultivation, the requirements of cultivation were not familiar at the time in the Western Mediterranean. Maybe they knew, they were familiar with the fruit, but not as a economical crop. So that's why I guess the description of Theophrastus is very detailed. Around 35 BC, the citron is still described as an exotic fruit in the Roman world. Virgil mentions the citron as untoxic, and he names the citron the Median apple. So Median, meaning came from Adai, Median, apart from the empire, Persian Empire at the time. And some scholars believe that the name Citron Medica, Citrus Medica, comes from Madai, Median, and not medical, like other scholars believe. In the Jewish Bible, the citron is not mentioned in its name. Today is one of the four species which are used in the Feast of Tabernacles, Sukkot. In Leviticus, it is mentioned as the fruit of the goodly tree, Pri Etz Hadar. But the association between the fruit of the goodly tree and the citron was made hundreds of years later. And we know that based on the first occurrence in ancient Jewish texts and in the translation of the Jewish Bible into other languages. So the association between the fruit of the goodly tree and the citron was made only in the first century AD. At that time, it is also coined on the Great Revolt coins from Israel. Another issue is the name. It is called Turung in Persian and Etrog in Hebrew. So the Persian link is clearly evident. So the citron tree probably made its way to Jerusalem from Southeast Asia via Persia, with the Persian Empire as an elite product. So the citron was introduced to the Eastern Mediterranean around the 5th century BC. The citron, together with the lemon, which was introduced to the West a couple of centuries later, around the 3rd or 2nd century BC, were considered as elite products at the time. This means that for a long time, more than 1,000 years, citron and lemon were the only citrus fruits known in the Mediterranean basin. The sour orange, the pomelo, and the lime arrived to the Mediterranean by the Muslims via the Iberian Peninsula and Sicily. It appears clear that the Muslims played a crucial role in the dispersal of cultivated citrus in northern Africa and southern Europe. This was possible due to the fact that they controlled an extensive territory reaching from India to the confines of Europe. So this is a map of the Muslim Empire, and between the 7th and 11th centuries, the Muslims were subsequently ruled by the Umayyads and the Abbasian dynasties coming from Syria and Iraq. And this region is the core area where domestication first occurs in the world. So in this way, the Muslims were in contact with the rich tradition of Mesopotamian agriculture and largely enriched it with plants, devices, and techniques taken from the neighboring regions such as Egypt and India and Iran. The introduction of the sweet orange is dated to the 15th century, and its arrival is linked to the activities of the Portuguese. The mandarin was introduced only in the beginning of the 19th century. And it is obvious that if studied intensively, each particular citrus species would reveal a number of different circumstances and that many people were involved in the process of introduction. Thank you very much.
Concerned about the sweet orange, because you said 14th introduced by the Portuguese, but 1470 is a little early for the Portuguese. They most came later when they went into India in the early 16th century. And of course, the sweet orange was known as Portugalis. So the question I want to know is, when did the sweet orange really hit Europe?
As I mentioned, the first textual evidence comes from 1471. So maybe the main introduction, you know, sometimes introduction of a fruit can be in stages. So maybe the first stage is dated to the end of the 15th century. And as Vasco da Gama mentioned in his writings, he was already familiar with oranges from Portugal, because he compared the oranges from Portugal to those he saw in Mombasa, and he mentioned that those in Mombasa are much better than those he knows from Portugal. So I guess it was in several stages, but the beginning of the process started at the second half of the 15th century.
Yeah, but in 1470, the Portuguese were not in Asia, they were in Africa. Would they have been in East Africa in 1470?
The orange was already brought to East Africa, maybe prior.
Okay.
This talk is not dealing with East Africa, so I'm not familiar with the details over there. Maybe it was brought, I assume, by the Muslims. Yeah, I guess it's for economical reasons. They found it economically worthwhile, and also due to the quality of taste, I think.
Is there evidence of extensive plantings in the Iberian Peninsula?
Yeah. Many texts deal with that, and it was well optimized at the time in the peninsula, in the Iberian Peninsula.
According to the Hebrew Bible, of course, the Jews were forcibly removed from Judea by the Babylonian king Nebuchadnezzar, and then after so many years, I've forgotten exactly how many, they returned to the city at the order of Cyrus the Great of Persia, and his successors were Darius the Mede, various Persian and Median kings. So the question is it entirely possible that the Jews brought that plant back with them from the Babylonian Persian empires?
Yeah, this is a good question. What you just said is an assumption. We have no evidence that it occurred. Maybe it was brought by the Jewish who came back from Babylonia, but we have no evidence to support this assumption up till now. Maybe we will find something in the archaeological excavation, or I don't know. But it makes sense to assume that. Yes, Eliezer.
Continuing that question, I think Tolkovsky was of the idea that the exception of the citron for Jewish worship was really dated to the maybe 2nd century BC. But the new findings from the palace would corroborate very much with the idea that they came from the Babylonian exile. Because we have findings that during that time we already had citron growing in Israel. This would, in Palestine at the time, this would fit very much well into the suggestion raised by you.
Yeah, but it is still a suggestion, because what I showed in the Persian palace, it was brought for propaganda purposes. The ruler, who sat in this palace is the representative of the Persian Empire. At that time, the entire region was under the hegemony of the Persian. And he wanted to bring exotic plants which were not familiar in the region. And you should remember that the ecology near Jerusalem is almost semi-arid. He wanted to show that he can control not only his citizens, but also he can control nature. That's why he has this blooming garden with exotic plants in this ecology. So it was brought by royalty and not by religious. It was brought during the until today we have evidence that it was brought as a royal product by the Persian and not because of religious purposes of Judaism. So maybe it will change in the future because we will have some new data, but as far as I see it, and based on the available evidence that we have, it was not brought by the Jewish who came back from Babylonia into Palestine.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Langer. That's fantastic.
Thanks for